When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. This week, Wink Martindale is featuring a vintage visit with Nat King Cole. So our Emmy award-winning engineer is playing mystery songs from Nat King Cole. And I'm not talking so that I can listen and guess. Do you know this one, Ruth? It's Route 66. Yeah! On Route 66 from, let's listen.
It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way.
Thank you, Rick. Listen to Wink Martindale talking to Nat King Cole. Fun, fun, fun. Okay, Joey Pals, we started off with tools from tomorrow, tools for tomorrow, or from yesterday. So let's go to the Steinway Society, and we say hello again to Ruth Moyer.
How are you, Joey?
I'm good, except Cindy Williams passed away, which has been really
sad.
Hard on me. I have professional friends, and I have friends, girlfriends. She was a girlfriend. And that's been, we traveled together, we worked together. She was very young and unexpected. That's been tough.
That's a shame. She made a movie next door to my house up in Marin County.
Oh.
And they had artificial snow in August.
Not for long.
Not.
Oh, artificial snow, though.
Yeah.
What do you make artificial snow out of?
Actually, I've done it for theater work and... It comes from France. We have to buy it, and it's not cheap.
It's not soap flakes or something
No, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay, tell us about Steinway Society.
Well, we bring music into the schools for the children who wouldn't have probably any culture. There could be seven children in the family, and the youngest plays the ukulele. And they're so proud. They have such an identity. And they learn social skills, which are so important today.
I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we teach them to the adults?
Well, I'm having trouble with some of the adults.
Yes.
The truth.
Yes.
It's a crazy world out there today, but we do continue to do this. We've been doing it for 22 years. We're seeing success. Some of our children are actually teaching now. That's been a big one. Yeah, that's great. We're very excited about that. And the others have been professional, and some of them will be going to Coachella as performers. So we've made the circle.
All kinds of music.
Yeah, really wonderful.
What's your title with the Steinway Society?
I'm the founder and the CEO.
All the hats.
Well, you know, I'm getting good at it. You know, I've been doing this for, 68 years. That's a long time.
I love it.
To bring music to children. I started up in Marin County. And
San Francisco.
We used to go to the civic centers, and we did all kinds of things.
I've forgotten, did you play piano?
You know, I'm not very good at it, but yes, I do. But my first instrument is the guitar. Well, actually, my second instrument. My first instrument, believe it or not, in the day, was my voice.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. At a 4-octave range and used it. Did a lot of concert work.
That's a whole other radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Although I still play my French horn.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. And the piano, but I'm...
Yeah.
I sang jazz, but I played classical. So,
I understand. I did it the same way. Yeah.
Could never play what I sang.
Yeah.
That's yet another show.
That's true. That's true.
So why are you here today? Tell us why you
came to
see
us. Well, we're here today to talk about our annual fundraiser.
Okay.
On February 19th, we're honoring Jimmy Fitz.
Oh.
And our mistress of ceremonies is Joey English.
Oh.
Yay.
I thought to say, gee, I know that name.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fitz.
Oh, he's
wonderful.
What a gentleman. What a wonderful man. He has an interesting background, as do you.
Oh,
and
thank
we're
you.
Very excited about the whole day, and we feel fortunate to have both of you with us. And it's going to be fun, and the food is going to be good.
Then I'll be there.
Yeah, me too.
Tell us, where are we going?
We're going to the Classic Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are $160. VIP table is $1,800. And the telephone number to call.
Yes, ma'am. She's good at this.
Is 760-341-4130. And that is my cell phone.
341-4130. You know I'll put all this up on joeyenglish.com. It'll
Thank
air
you.
To Friday. It airs four times, four different stations.
Great.
And we want to share about Jimmy Fitz. And we'll be at the Classic Club. What are we calling this? Does it have a name?
Bravo.
That's it. I can't read my own writing. Bravo Children in Music.
Yes. We have children performing.
Oh, tell me.
We have a classical child. And then we have a jazz band. And we are so fortunate. There will be six children performing, playing different instruments each song. Actually, it's pretty wonderful. Jeannie Cunningham, who used to be the lead singer for Ike and Tina Turner, is our music director, and this gal has it all. She is wonderful. She teaches in our ukulele labs, and she's just amazing with the children. What she gets out of those kids is something else again. It's great.
I mean, when you contribute to the music, that's the last thing the human spirit loses. You may lose your cognitive skills and your verbal skills and your physical skills, but the music, the song, is the last thing to go.
That's right. And these kids are really poor. I mean, these kids are coming from homes, again, I mentioned they could be the youngest of seven. And they come home with a ukulele, and they play, and they're like the star.
The whole family gets caught up in it.
Well, that's
what a blessing.
It really is. It goes further than just the one child taking lessons.
Okay, let's make sure everybody knows where to come join us. I'll be the one in red. It's called Bravo, Children in Music, and it's going to be on, the date again is?
February 19th.
Yes.
11 o'clock. And we guarantee you'll be out at 2.
Oh, that's it. I'm good at moving stuff along.
Yep.
And the website is
SteinwayRiverside.org.
You always have to correct me. It's not Steinway Society.
No.
It's SteinwayRiverside.org. Did we get it all in, sweetheart?
Yes, we did.
It's always nice to see you. Doesn't she have a peaceful voice?
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, do you sing at all anymore?
In the shower.
Yeah, me too. And the cat goes, oh, no, never mind. Well, bring us your next event. Bring us your next event. I know Pam will.
Our next event is going to be our competition in March at the Xavier School.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that is so worthwhile to see those kids competing.
Pam will make sure I get the press release for our daytimer.
Yeah, okay.
And Xavier's, I remember when they started that school.
Yeah.
Time's going kind of quickly.
Yeah. We're putting a ukulele lab in for them this year.
I had an Airbnb person come to stay in one of my Airbnbs, guest house. And they said, do you mind if we have our ukulele club come sit on the veranda? And I thought, your ukulele? They were at a ukulele convention the Palm Springs Convention Center.
Oh, my.
And, of course, the music in me loved having the ukulele. I never got to hear them. The guest house is so far away, I couldn't hear them. But who knew?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You never know till you come to this show, the things we learn.
That's true.
Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thanks for having us.
Ruth Moyer, the founder and the heart and mind and spirit behind SteinwayRiverside.org. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.